This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A House Judiciary Subcommittee reconsidered a bill Thursday that barely made it through the legislative process on the final night of the 2016 session. That bill required West Virginians to bring some form of identification with them when they go to cast their ballot at the polling place. It also set up an automatic voter registration process between the Secretary of State's office and the Division of Motor Vehicles. Liz McCormick reports delegates initially intended to gut parts of that law altogether this year, but have since worked on a compromise.
As introduced, House Bill 2781 got rid of the automatic voter registration system altogether and removed a large number of the allowable forms of ID, including a health insurance card, birth certificate, and several others. Those two provisions were pushed by Democratic members of the legislature during the 2016 session. Thursday morning, a House Judiciary Subcommittee, led by Republican Delegate Mark Zatezalo of Hancock County, met to negotiate the bill's provisions. The subcommittee's version of the bill puts all of the ID options back in, and it also reinstates the required automatic voter registration system. Zatezalo says, however, their bill pushes back the effective date one full year.
We want to make sure that the DMV is ready for July 1, 2019, and so we will put into this bill proviso that they be ready with their new software by July 1, 2018. And that gives them a year to work all the bugs out and do that type of thing. We feel it's fair.
Zatezalo also says the bill makes it clear that if someone doesn't want to register to vote when they go to the DMV, their information won't automatically be sent to the Secretary of State's office. The single Democrat on the Judiciary Subcommittee is Delegate Chad Lovejoy of Cabell County. He says he's very pleased with the compromised version of the bill.
Well, I think the bill has been greatly enhanced by the work of the subcommittee. You know, as we approached it, there were two kind of major concerns with bringing it back up. One was changing the IDs, the list of IDs that were negotiated last year as part of the legislation. And the second were what could be perceived as attempts to roll back the automatic voter registration.
Lovejoy says he anticipates wide support from his party when the bill comes to the floor. House Bill 2781 will now go before the full Judiciary Committee for further consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick at the State House.
Along Davis Creek in Loudoundale, West Virginia, outside of Charleston, there's a long green building on the side of the road with the words Charleston Broom and Mop. That building is a workshop of James Schaefer, who's been making brooms since he was a teenage boy. West Virginia State folklorist Emily Hillard took a trip out to Jim's shop to learn more about his craft and what makes a good broom.
As introduced, House Bill...
I arrive at Charleston Broom and Mop on a brisk fall morning and make my way through the storage room, past rolls of straw, walls of tools hanging on pinboards, and dozens of brooms, bundled and stacked in tall rows. I find Jim Schaefer inside his dusty workshop, standing at a machine that helps him attach straw to a broomstick.
Well, I'm James Schaefer. Most people call me Jim. I'm 87 years old, and I'm the owner of Charleston Broom and Mop Company here in Loudoundale, only 1 mile short of Kanawha State Forest.
Jim is tall, sporting jeans and suspenders, with a friendly face and big smile. His hands move adeptly around the broomstick, adding straw by the handful. He's done this so long he doesn't need to measure. He can build a broom by feel. Jim's brooms are the classic straw variety, the image you get in your mind when you think of a broom. They have a wooden handle, natural straw with wire binding the two at the top, and 5 bands of colored thread sewn across the midline of the broom. Often this thread is red, but he also sews them with blue, green, yellow, or white thread. The broom style and the equipment he uses hasn't really changed since Jim first started making them when he was 17.
Well, the change has been in the usage of brooms. Instead of sweeping sidewalks and outside garage areas and everything, they use the gasoline blowers now to blow the dirt and dust away. Same thing in the house with these new laminate floors they have. They're so slick that they've developed dust mops type things for those sweeping of the house and things, those that have those floors, and there's, you know, an awful lot of them. So the broom industry is fading out. I suspect another 5 to 7 years you won't find a straw broom in the store.
Today, Jim's main customers are local Lions clubs who buy them and sell them for their annual fundraisers.
If it wasn't for Lions clubs selling brooms as their fundraisers, I wouldn't have a business today. But Walmart, Kmart, and Kroger's have took all that over now, and you don't have any mom-and-pop stores to buy from the wholesale distributors, so they all went out of business.
Jim also sells at Pyle Hardware, a local store that's been operating on Charleston's west side for 84 years, just 3 years younger than Jim himself. Bill Pyle owns a store and says customers even make special trips to Charleston just to buy Jim's brooms.
I mean, he does that out of pride. I mean, when he turns out a broom, he wants it to be just right, and he's proud of it, you know. And skilled craftsmen are just few and far between.
Bill is a third-generation owner of Pyle Hardware. Back when he was a teenager working for his dad, Bill's father sent him to buy brooms from Jim. Bill leads me through the hardware store, past rows of pocket knives, bird feeders, and Dutch ovens, to the broom rack.
There's a 6, there's an 8, and the 8's a little bit bigger. They make a Black Beauty that has black bristles in it. Then they make warehouse and railroad brooms. And they're usually a broom that's made to sweep heavy stuff.
If Jim Schaefer is shopping at a store other than Pyle, he makes sure to check out the broom competition. He judges a store based on the brooms they sell.
Oh, the synthetics plastic straw doesn't compare to a natural corn broom at all, the sweeping quality of it.
Along with the natural straw, another feature that makes Jim's brooms unique are the 5 bands of thread he sews across the broom to hold the straw together. This detail factors heavily in Jim's pride in his product, as well as his judgment of other brooms.
Well, you see a lot of them in the store today with 3 bands or so, and I don't approve of that. I don't think I've ever made an order for anyone with 3 bands. I have used 5 and 6. That sewing of the broom makes the durability longer if it's sewn tight enough that it doesn't, in time, flex and come in loose to where it flips instead of sweeps.
So you look down on a 3-band broom?
Well, sure. You know, if whatever product you're into, anybody else don't sum up your standards, you don't approve of it.
While Jim may have slowed down, that's not apparent from the tall stacks of brooms lining his workshop. When Jim's gone, though, it isn't clear how the broom-making tradition will continue in West Virginia.
When I finally give up on it, I guess it'll just die. I don't know. A lot of people in the Lions Club kind of worry about it. Some of them have even considered, you know, trying to run it on their own.
Jim has taught some apprentices over the years, but no one has stuck with it. When it comes to retirement, though, Jim isn't interested.
Well, you got to have something to do. I feel great all day, every day, so I have to do something. Since if I wasn't here making brooms, I'd be maybe over at McDonald's making hamburgers or something. I mean, you need to keep yourself occupied and busy if you're able to. And thank goodness I've been able to pretty much all my life.
Jim says that the only downfall to his job is that he does get lonely.
Sometimes I'll go a week without somebody walking through the door, but it really doesn't bother me a whole lot, but I do enjoy company.
To pass the time while he works, Jim keeps his radio tuned to WQBE, Country and Western, and he's worn out a number of radios in his time on the job. There's at least 3 stacked in his workshop, covered with cobwebs and broom straw. But Jim always appreciates visitors. He'll even make a special broom for you, right on the spot. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Hilliard in Loudoundale.
That story came to us from Inside Appalachia and the West Virginia Folk Life Program, a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council. You can hear the rest of this week's episode of Inside Appalachia about traditional arts and folklore this Sunday morning at 7 and Sunday evening at 6. Or you can download the Inside Appalachia podcast at wvpublic.org. On this week's brand new Mountain Stage broadcast, critically acclaimed one-man orchestra of the imagination, Andrew Bird stops by with a set full of classically trained folk pop. Here is Andrew Bird with Pulaski Night on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Empty, half full, cup runneth over. Horns are plenty, coffers full, we're starting over. Empty, half full, cup run is over. Horns are plenty, coffers full, we're starting over. I write to you a story, but it loses its thread. And all of my witnesses keep turning up. Standing up dead, I paint you a picture of Pulaski at night. Greetings from Chicago, city of light. Come back to Chicago, city of light. Come back to Chicago.
That was Andrew Bird with Pulaski Night. You can hear this song and more Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, Marshall University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Glennis Board, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Ann Lee, Liz McCormick, Roxy Todd, Jesse Wright, and Beth Voorhees. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Teresa Wills.